Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Ulala Njinga back on the show. Ulala is a great member of our Brain Trust, the CEO and the founder of Yellowwood Group, which is an organization that helps companies just like yours and mine put their best foot forward in the marketplace, especially in the area of marketing, competitive advantage, finding a way to separate yourself, to differentiate yourself from all the other folks out there who are trying to sell you to your customers. She's also the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing, and she's our good friend Ulala Njinga. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having me back.
Well, why would I not have you back, Ulala? I mean, I get to say your name. I get to practice saying your name.
It's not so bad. It's
no,
so
no.
It's
listen,
a happy name.
Listen, with a name like Blasingame, you know, I nothing. I'm undaunted by anybody else's name.
You're undaunted. Well, there you go.
Hey, Ulala. One of the things that's a very interesting fact, it seems, is that actually a couple of facts that are interesting together, and that is the fastest growing sector of the small business universe is women business owners, and that their women business ownership is approaching parity with men business ownership in terms of numbers, and mm-hmm. yet when we look at when we stratify those companies into volume, sales volume, the size of the business,
right.
Women are not well represented at the top, are they?
They're not, and it's one of those thorns in my side, because I meet so many wonderfully talented women.
This really ticks you off. This really ticks you off, doesn't it, Ulala?
Yeah, just a little. you know, we're just so. This is a conversation that I've recently had with my mom, and it's fascinating when you speak to someone from another generation
mm-hmm.
about the trends that are impacting women and business and money.
What did your mother say about this?
Here's what my mom's piece was, is that she recently read an article that suggests that women will outperform men, financially speaking, over the next generation. And she wanted to know kind of what my thoughts were about that.
Hmm.
Well, that's part of the traditional workforce. If
right.
I look at that number and I compare it to what's happening in business ownership with less than 2% of privately held companies owned by women, at the seven-figure and better revenue power, we've got two numbers that might suggest two very different things that are happening for women
mm-hmm.
right now, which is choice. And so for my mom's generation, women didn't have a lot of choices. They didn't have a lot of dreams around business ownership and things of that nature.
A lot of their financial success, for the most part, was tied to their marriage. And
absolutely.
And their husband. In fact, as we've talked many times on the show before about the fact that only in the last 20 years or so have bankers even allowed a woman to walk in with their own financial statement and talk to them about borrowing money for
a
business.
And it's changing, but that is, you know, that's our history as
yeah.
women in business. And so it's an interesting dialogue to have with your parent, when your parent has watched you build something from nothing into something else. And
mm-hmm.
so she just has an interesting perspective on money now,
right.
I think, because she used to refer to my company as my little hobby, which I have to remind her about every now and then.
Right.
So a lot has changed.
Why do you think that women are underrepresented in the million-dollar-plus company level?
Well, I think two things are at work, and they play off of each other. The big component is that there's something that seems to happen for women in business at the $250,000 to $500,000 mark. There seems to be a bit of inertia that's happening. And once you start hitting those numbers, the business really demands certain processes and systems be documented. It's what I call plan on paper, plan on purpose. And women are notorious for flying by the seat of our pants, right? Mm. And so we wing so many things so often that, you know, carving out the time to put things on paper and really document those key processes doesn't always make the top of the list. And I think that that really works against us as we're trying to cross over that.
Do you think that, here's another idea, Njinga, I mean, Alala, if you've got a woman who's got children and she's one of the primary, if not the primary caregiver, and certainly whether she's got a very involved spouse or not, we know where her heart and her head is probably. Do you think that when she starts bumping a higher level and that company starts taking more and more, demanding more and more of her time, that's pulling her away from things? And I know how women think about this. They feel guilty being pulled in that direction and not spending as much time with the family. I just wonder if that causes some women to back off on the growth of their business.
Well, absolutely. It's certainly a factor. I mean, I'm one of those women. I mean, I had two children when I started the company, and I joke with them about the fact that I had to have them eat ice cream for dinner two nights in a row many years ago when they were little because I was on a deadline, and I had so much guilt about it, I didn't tell them the truth.
Right.
You know, for almost 8 years.
They thought it was cool and
you know, I was.
They didn't think it was abuse at all, did they?
That's right. I was the cool mom for like 8 years. But there's guilt, but I would say that if we step back for a minute, I don't think that women often go into business with a very clear vision of what the end goal is. And I hate to be
it's just a means to an end. It's a way of providing some money to support the family, to supplement the family.
It can start out that way, absolutely. And then it starts making money, and the crucial conversations about what happens when this thing takes off, what happens when I start being pulled away, those conversations aren't happening between husbands and wives when there's children involved. And so it kind of rolls up on you like this big thing. And so that's when you get the feelings of guilt and you feel like you're being torn in many directions. And by that time, having the conversation is just really uncomfortable.
By the way, folks, a Wall Street Journal article recently indicated, as Ulala has pointed out to me, that less than 2% of million-dollar companies in the U.S. are women-owned. So these are some statistics that we've been working off of. We come back, I'm going to get Ulala to talk to us about what she thinks we should do about this, what women should do about this as they grow their business. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.